Okay, we're continuing with our discussion of Rabbi Yochanan. We saw last time that Rabbi Yochanan was called Mara da Arad Yisrael, and really he became the preeminent, was really the first Amara. That's what I like to call it, though you can argue on that, it's debatable, you can say others are Amoraim as well, but he is the first one really that puts the Mishnah, you know, that's non-negotiable, and I'm going to hear just to explain what everything means. He took over after Rabbi Shmuel in Babel. He was the undisputed authority in Eretz Yisrael. I think so much so that every Amora in Eretz Yisrael was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. They all came from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was really the center of all learning in Eretz Yisrael for sure, and probably throughout the world, because once Rabbi Shmuel went nifter, yeah, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huna, others, but they came up to Babel. They came up from Babel to Tveria to learn by Rabbi Yochanan's academy. We discussed last week with him, his relationship with Rish Lakish, and it wasn't, we saw in Taisvis, that Rish Lakish wasn't necessarily the first Baal Tshuva. We called it the first of the kids at risk. He's the one who was once, and he was younger, and then he went off to Derech, like Taisvis says, and then he came back. It was quite a fascinating thing. But today I want to discuss a little bit about Rabbi Yochanan's relationship with the Nasi. Remember, up until this point, we had the Nasiim, who were descendants of Hillel, and they were, you know, they were, if not the one in charge of the academy, but they were clearly, you know, a power to be reckoned with in the academy, and Kiddush HaChodesh was dependent on them, and halachas came from them, and even if you had maybe perhaps an Av Beis Din, or the head of Rosh Yeshiva, who was greater than them in learning, but they were always subservient to the Nasi, because the Nasi was, up until this point, well, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, obviously, he was everything. But even, you know, before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, they were all great in their own right, and they were, you know, everybody was subservient to them. Rabbi Gamliel and Yavna was very strong. His son, Shimon Gamliel, with Reb Meir, they laid down the way things were supposed to happen, and they almost, you know, they laid down the law. You follow me? And that's what everybody did. Because they were the Nasi, they were the Nasiim, direct descendants from Hillel, and they, you know, they ran the academy wherever the Sanhedrin was. That's always the way it has been. Interesting, in the time of Rabbi Yochanan, you see some Gemaras, and we'll first analyze who this Nasi was at the time of Rabbi Yochanan. First, there's an interesting Gemara in number one on the sheet. The Gemara in Barasa says, "Mistamech ba'ozel Rabbi Yanai akasva the Rabbi Simloi Shmaye." The Rabbi Yanai, who, by the way, Rabbi Yanai was the Rebbe, I think, of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a little bit before Rabbi Yochanan. And he goes on, you know, he's helped by Rabbi Simloi. V'otzi Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya La'apayu. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasi, comes towards them. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasi? Alan, what do you have in your thing? Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasi was number two, you say. Who's Rabbi Yehuda, the Nasi, number two? No, not the son. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi was called Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. His son was Rabbi Gamliel. His grandson was Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a. Again, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yeah,
then Rabbeinu Gamliel. Number one. Number four.
There's another one, and then there's another Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a. We'll see that.
There's Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a number two.
We'll get to that. If there's such a
number five.
Wait. Not so simple.
We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a number two.
We're talking about the simple pshat is there was one Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a. Exactly. There's one Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was a Rebbe. Then he had a son, Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Bani, Gamliel Bani, and then Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, which is the grandson of, that's simple pshat, the grandson of Rebbe. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a La'apayu comes towards them, and then he tells him, Amalei, Ba'inish de'otza li'kiblana. So he said, there's a person coming towards us, Hu yoi, v'gul se yoi. He looks presentable, and he's wearing a very chash of a clothing. He's a VIP. He looks like a Nasi. Sikimote le'gabei, Yeshasha, when he comes near him and he feels him out, Amalei says, Dein shiure kesak. Like what he's wearing, this is not VIP's clothing, this is like a sack. Meaning, he ridiculed him. So he asked him a question, Minayin leben shekoyim levas b'nech seheim, how do you know that a son comes before a daughter, even in the mother's nechasim? In other words, if the son inherits the mother, comes before the daughter, even inheriting the mother. Amalei, he tells him, Dichsiv matos, Makish Mataim la Mataav. Ma Mataav ben Kadmon Labas. Av Mataim ben Kadmon Labas. In other words, we compare them inheriting from a mother as we compare to a father. And just like by a father, the son comes before the daughter, so too by a mother as well. So Amalei, she tells him, not true. Ima mata av b'chayinat v'vishnayim, av matayim b'chayinat v'vishnayim. In other words, clearly not, because we know that pishnayim is only by father and not by mother. So how do you compare it to the two? Amalei l'shmaye, so he turns to his servant, he turns to, you know, his attendant, and he says, good, les don tzavi l'meyla. Let's go. He has nothing to teach us. And if this is the Nasi, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and this is the Nasi, that's the way you talk about the Nasi. He's basically putting him, now remember, Rabbi Yehuda was much older. Rabbi Yehuda was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. This is the grandson of Rebbe, so maybe you're older than him. But he puts him in his place. You know, it's kind of funny. How do you talk like this about Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was a Nasi at that time? Clearly, that's not the way they talked about Nasiim or to Nasiim up until this point. What changed over here? So the truth is, this seems to be a Tosfos. There's a famous Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, which the Gemara says there's a Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya who, one of the things that he did was he was mater shemen of goyim. Up until this point, they forbade oil coming from a goyim. So machlok is either because of Daniel or because it was in tray for pots because it came from goyim shekelim. So they forbade shemen oil from the goyim. So Rabbi Yehuda what? No, well, either because of Daniel, that's by Pitom, either because of Daniel, or because it came from the stored in the pots, and it was stored in the pots, and it was straight for pots. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Sio, we clearly have, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Sio, he came, and he was Mevatel that Takana. He said, no, you can use their oil. And that was a whole discussion between Rav and Shmuel, you know, we have to follow, don't follow. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda and the Sio lived in the time of Rav and Shmuel. So comes along Tosfos in number 2 on the sheet, when he speaks about Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, Shalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nisio le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nisio sent a message to Rabbi Ami. Now Rabbi Ami was a Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, which is 60 years later. So how is that? That's Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan. So how is that Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, the grandson of Rabbi, a Talmid? Oh, he said he's in the same time as Rav Ami, which is 60 years later. So Tez Taisus, number 2, Ein ze Reb Yehuda Nisiya Shehitir Hashem. This Reb Yehuda Nisiya is not the same Reb Yehuda Nisiya who allowed the oil in the time of Rav and Shmuel. Shehoye b'mei Rav Shmuel. Da'u, because that one is B'noi Shel Rebin Gamliel Ben Reb Yehuda Hanasi. That one is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the first, which is the grandson of Rabbi. He was in the time of Rav and Shmuel. V'hai de'ochen, the one we're talking about now, is Talmidoi shel Rabbi Yechanan, da'avei kayev l'Rav and Shmuel. This is a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, who was subservient to Rav and Shmuel. So Tosfos is very, very important Tosfos. Others, by the way, argue Tosfos, say no, there was only one Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, one. Sef Yuchzen says there was only one Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. But we're going to go with Tosfos. But it's very important. There are two Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyos. There's one Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo who is a son of Rebbe Gamliel, a grandson of Rebbe. He is the one who allowed oil of the Goyim. He is the one that he gave his psak in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav and Shmuel in Babel. Remember, Rav died in the year 260 or 255. Shmuel died in the year 260 before Rabbi Yechanan. That's what they were busy with. Rav and Shmuel were busy with the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, who allowed the oil in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the grandson of Rabbi, had a son called Gamliel, and he had a grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the second. Some call him the third, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was also called Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi the first, second and third. So this is a grandson's grandson of Rabbi. He lived in the time of Rabbi Yechanan. And therefore, the Gemara that says in the beginning that, hey, Rabbi Yanai spoke about this young Nasi, that's not the grandson of Rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel tittered from him. They were scared of him. He said something. They made sure they listened to him. This is his grandson. The grandson of Rabbi, Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, There Reb Yanai meets him and says, put him in his place. So listen, you are not like your grandfather. You are not like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You're not like Rabbi Gamliel. You're not like all those. You have to know your place. And the reason why he did it is because it was clear at that time he was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan. He's not going to leave the academy. He's much younger. The relationship towards the Nasi was much different. And I want to focus on the various Gemaras that speak all about Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya and Rabbi Yochanan's relationship with him. And you see, it's a whole different ballgame. Yes, Mati. You look surprised.
I am, because according to this.
And I'll give you the dates, by the way. You want to know the dates?
According to this, the Rav 100% right, because even those that is Yehuda Nisiya the fourth.
You got Gamliel.
Who is the Yehuda Nisiya the fourth?
In between the Gamliel the sixth.
And the six, make it complicated. Let's start with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I'll tell you my timeline. I saw one of these books. Again, I'll tell you like this. Rabbeinu HaKadosh died in around the year 225, 230. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
His son, Rabbi Gamliel, 10 years. 225 to 235.
Perfect.
His grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya.
That's the first one.
The first, or the second. The second, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the first. Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
We're going to go with Yehuda Nisiya.
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the first. He was Nasi from the year 235 to 260.
40 years.
25 years. 235 to 260. Which makes sense. You know why it makes sense? Because that was the height of Rav and Shmuel.
Correct.
Rav and Shmuel were until the year 260. 255, 260. 235. Remember, Rav came down to Bavel in the year 219. Correct? Okay. So until 260, until he died, they were leaving Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, we're going to soon see about the Shem and the oil, and then Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel tells Rav, you better listen to the Nazi. That's what my this is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the first. He was the grandson of Rebbe, 235 to 260. Make sense?
Perfect.
Perfect. His son was Rebbe Gamliel.
Again.
Again. He was only a very short time.
Very.
260 to 265. Then they say there might have been somebody. I don't know, maybe
the
not.
The point is, Yehuda Nisiya again.
No, yeah, that's this Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, who is the time of Rabbi Yochanan. 275 to 305. That's his Yehuda Nisiya. That's it. That's the one.
Yes,
that's the end of Rabbi Yochanan.
According to this, that's
not the end of Rabbi Yochanan. That's in the middle of the end of Rabbi Yochanan.
That's Yehuda Nisiya, the second one. It's the time of Rabbi Yochanan.
That's right. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the second one.
No, there's two Rabbi Yochanans.
There's Rabbi Yochanan.
No, that's first generation.
No, up here.
Who takes precedence? Yehuda Nasiya or Shmuel?
No, the first Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was more than Rav Shmuel. They listened to him. Even though Rav Shmuel was probably bigger than him, they listened to him. He was the Nasi. But not the second Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda, not the same.
But according to this, it's the second one.
What?
No. It's
it is the second one. Yeah. I'm telling you.
The second Yehuda Nasiya.
Correct.
Yes. He was in the time of Rabbi Yehuda.
He's his grandson.
That's what it is. It makes sense. Yeah, stimmt. The second of Yehuda Nisiya was in time of Rabbi Yochanan. He even outlived Rabbi Yochanan. Because that's why he was in time of Rabbi Ami.
That's right.
Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was in time of Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Now, by the way, this Yehuda Nisiya, he had a son, Rabbi Gamliel, who lived till the year 320. And his son was Hillel.
Hillel, the calendar.
Right. That's what we get to.
No.
There's
another in between.
You gotta go another Yehuda, another Hillel.
Then fine.
We're not only the end. That's fine. He was at the end. You're right. Hillel at the end was at the end in the year 370. Correct. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the second.
Right.
Who was in time of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, he started only after Rabbi Yochanan was ready. Rabbi Yehuda, and then Yehuda Nisiya came up.
So the Gemara's version is they're talking about the second Yehuda.
So it depends. There are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara number 3a and 3b, 3a and 3b, and 4. That's all talking about. Let's see this more quickly. Okay. Number 3. Which means Rebbe allowed the oil. I mean, up until this point, all was forbidden. Who allowed it? Rebbe. Says, Tosfos, not so fast. Not Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? If you don't see. No. Says Tosfos 3a. Kasav Rashbam Shem Rashi. The Loi Gar is Rebbe. It wasn't Rebbe who allowed the oil. What?
The house of Rebbe.
It was the Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi Bal Berei. Ubeis Dinoi Hitiruho. His grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya the first, he is the one who allowed the oil. Not Rebbe, even though the Gemara says Rebbe.
So
the Mishnah says Rebbe.
The other ones that they're talking about, Rebbe Yochanan, is the second
one. Second one, exactly.
So just
so the first, So first we can learn a little bit about Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya the first. He's not, again, not to be confused with Rebbe, it's actually the first Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Why? Funny thing is that number three is actually a Mishnah. The Rebbe Beis Dina Tiro B'Shemen. But it was only added onto the Mishnah later. Because who was the Rebbe you're referring to over here? Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya the first. So what is he doing in the Mishnah? The Mishnah was written by Rebbe, his grandfather. So he said that was added on to the Mishnah later. We find that. Things were added on to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So Rebbe Beis Dina, he Tiro B'Shemen, that's Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya the first. The one in the time of Rabbi Shmuel.
Okay, we'll go that.
Okay, that makes sense, right? He says, by the way, that's a Mishnah novice. Rebbe Gamliel, B'noi Shal Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Aymel, Yafet Talmud Teren Derech
Eretz. That's right.
Who is that?
His son.
His father. Rebbe Gamliel.
Rebbe Nasiya's father.
Right, Rebbe Nasiya's father. Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, Shai Bim Yamaroyim. So that's the first Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Now, by the way, that's number, how do I know I'm right? Because the Gemara says in number 3b, Mistamich Va'ozil, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, Akafe de Rebbe Samloi Shmaya, same Rebbe Samloi, right, and then he was much younger, and then the time of Yana he was much older. But he's walking with Rebbe Samloi. Amalei, he turns to him, Samloi, lo yisa emesh beveis ha-medrash, kishitalu es ha-shemen. You were missing yesterday, you were absent when we allowed the oil. Right? So who's that? The Gemara says, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. That's not Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that's Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. So who allowed the oil? Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya.
The first,
right. And how do I know that's the same time? If you look at number 4 and 4a, Vashem et shalem, Shemen, Rav Amar, Daniel number 4, Daniel Gozer Alof. Daniel is the one who said the oil of Goyim is not permitted. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, Zilifosim shal Kalim Tumei Maisrasim. The reason why it's forbidden, because it's dripping out of the tray for Kalim, and that's why they forbid it. Amar Shmuel Rav, so Shmuel tells Rav, Bishleim Eledidi, according to me, that means Zilifosim Kalim Asru and Maisrasim. The reason why it's forbidden is because what? Is because it comes from tray for Kalim. Hainu Dichi Oser Avitzik Bashmuel Bamatav Amar. Then, now it makes sense when Vitzik Bashmul comes. Dorish Rebbe Simloi bin Netzivin, Shemen, another, Dan Bovel. And they heard a message in the Netzivin that Rebbe Yitzchak Bashmul said in the same of the name of Rebbe Simloi. Rebbe Simloi was from Eretz Yisrael. He comes in the Netzivin to Bovel, and what does he say? Shemen, Rebbe Yehudu Beis Dinoi, Nimnu Alea Vitiruo. Who is this Rebbe Yehuda?
The first,
Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. So therefore I hold, it's okay, it's after 24 hours, and that's why the oil is okay. So Rav is telling Shmuel, according to me, that we forbade the oil because it came from Trefa Kalim. So now it makes sense what Rebbe Simloi came to Netzivin. Netzivin was the border of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. And he said, did you hear the Nazi in Eretz Yisrael? Who is that in the time of Rav and Shmuel? The one, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya one. He came and he permitted the oil. So therefore, Rav says, Shmuel tells Rav, according to me it makes sense. But according to you, that says Daniel Gaza, Vosa, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, not really Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, and he cancels it, when you can't do that. So he says, Rav says, what do you bring me proof from Samloi? Samloi is a Ludian. Ludian from the south. We don't follow the southerners, you know. I follow Rebbe. I don't follow Samloi from Lud, and therefore I don't have to listen to that. So that was one discussion. The next discussion, number 4a, listen to this. Yerushalmi says it a little different. Adam, look at this. Yerushalmi says it a little different. Yitzchok, wait, he said, I don't, you know, Shani Ludim and Zal, they don't take this oil very seriously. They never took it so seriously, so therefore, the fact that he says it's okay, it doesn't prove anything to me. Number 4a, Yitzchok Bashmuo Bar Marta, same story. Nochas L'Netzivin. He goes down to Netzivin. Ashke Rebbe Simloi Hadroimi. He meets Rebbe Simloi from Lud, the southerners, Yosef Vidovish, and he goes in the Darshans, Rebbe Beis Dinoi, Hitiru B'Shemen. So they went, and he had this Rasha, that what? Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the second, meaning Yehuda Nasiya the first, he allowed the oil. So listen what happened. So Shmuel Kabbal Olei, Shmuel accepted it, V'Ochal. And from now on, he listened to the Nasi. Why did he listen to Nasi? Because even though they're Rav and Shmuel, and they're probably bigger than Yehuda Nasiya, but you see, as a grandson of Rebbe, he's still a Nasi, he still has the power of the academy behind him, he has the whole weight of the academy behind him. They, at this point, they listen to the Nasi. What year is this? To 45,
especially
to 50? You give me a coolest, he listens. Rav loy ochal. Listen to this. Rav did not eat. Refused to eat. Amle Shmuel. So Shmuel turns to Rav and says, Achoil, you better eat. The loy came. If not, anok sove lecha zokei mamle. Meaning, I'm going to say that you're a zokei mamle. You're a man, a tam kochem, that refuses to listen to the bezdin. Chayv misa, zokei mamle, gets punished. Gets stripped of his powers. We're going to chayv misa if you don't listen. Amle, she tells him, ada ana tamon. Meaning, wait till I don't know, till I hear, I'm not there, it means nothing. Ano yoda manero leo? Meaning, I don't know what they argued with it, I'm refused to listen to it. So Rabbi Samloya, Dremi, Mau, meaning does Rabbi Samloya, the southerners, Amale b'shem grame? Did he say it in his own words? In other words, Rabbi Samloya said that it's okay. Who else says I can trust him? I don't know, maybe he said it in his own words, I don't agree with him. So Shmuel tells him, like, B'shem Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi. He didn't say it in his own name. He said it in the name of Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Yudin Nisiyah the first. And therefore you have to listen. And Shmuel forced Rav to eat from this oil because they allowed the oil. By the way, today we have no gzeirah on Shemen Akum. Pas Akum still exists. Cholav Akum still exists. Shemen Akum does not exist. Why? Rebbe Yudin Nisiyah the first allowed it. Rav didn't want to follow it. Shmuel made him follow it. Forced him, otherwise he was Zakim Mamre. Today it doesn't exist, the whole Shemen Akum, because of Shmuel that forced upon Rav. But you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, the first, said something in Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole discussion about it in Babel, but they told a lie. They listened to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he was a Nazi, and, you know, maybe they were in Babel, they weren't all in the same academy like we had up until this point, right? Up until this point, the Gedolei HaDor were all in the same academy. Reb Meir, and they were all in the same academy. In Yavne, wherever they were, Usha, all the places. Here they were removed. They were in Babel. But they still listened to the Nasi. The Abud and the CEO allowed the Shemin. Nobody said anything. Shmuel forced upon Rav.
To the original
Hillel. Yeah, Yichus, and he was a Nasi, and he had the power of the Sanhedrin behind him, and he obviously was a Gol Adar, so that was it.
Nasius comes from the bloodline.
Correct, but also he had to be his own person. But you're right, it comes from the bloodline. But it changes in the time of Rabbi Yochanan. And now let's look at the whole other Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, number 5. The Gemara, look at number 5. I mean, we go one after another. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, Gaza Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, right? Made a timeless. Boy Rachameh, he davened, Veleyasa Mitra. It did not rain. Amar, he said, Oi, Kam Yiko Mishmuel Aramotzi, Leyuda Ben Gamliel. Look at the difference between Shmuel, Aramotzi, Shmuel, right? Yiftach Bedoiroi, Kishmuel Bedoiroi. Meaning, look at the Shmuel and Yehuda Ben Gamliel. That's me, myself. What I say, it doesn't count. I mean, look at it, I have no effect. Oi, Loi, Ledoshe, Kei Nitka. Oi, Loi, Lemisha, Olsi, Biomakach. Woe unto the generation that, you know, this is what I'm the leader, you know, this is the situation. Cholash daite vasimitra, he felt very bad and showed up and started to rain. Now, that's one story. Next story, the Ben Nisiya gozal tanisa. So, Yehuda Nisiya made a tainis. V'loi udi'inu l'Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. He didn't tell them in advance. He made a tainis, and he didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the G'dolim in Eretz Yisrael, didn't tell them about it. L'tzaf in the morning, odinu. Notified them. Amr is lucky to be echelon. Halak ebin alon ma'alta. Sorry. The Nasi can say what he wants, but he didn't tell us beforehand. At Tainis, you have to be mekabel to beforehand. As if I am not accepting it. So Bechelon told the Shlokish, Amalei, anon basrai gravinon. Now we still have to follow him. So there's ready, you know, the Shlokish is already saying, what if to follow the Nasi? You know, it wasn't done before. No, no. So Bechelon says, no. We'll still follow them. But you see already there's some iru. There's some, what's it called in English? Iru. You know, there's rumbling. There's some questions.
Strife.
Not strife. You know, there's...
Discord.
Not discord. It's when you have, you know, when you have not a complaint. You know, you have
dissension.
Well, there's some dissension against a Nazi. That's the first story. Next story, number 6. The Bein Nisiyah, Ukmi Daina Deloy Havigamir. The Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, by the way, this is not the same Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah that Rav and Shmuel had to listen to, right? Because if the Rav and Shmuel listened to him, so what's Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, which by the way, 30 years later, 20 years later, Rabbi Yechonon is not Rabbi Yechonon. Well, sorry, we don't have to listen. If we didn't tell us beforehand, I mean, we wouldn't have said that in the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, this is a different Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo the second. And he's much younger, and he's already after Rabbi Yechonon and Shlokish are already in control of Yisrael. Then the Rabbanu Yisrael, the Gedolim Yisrael, he does it, makes it tiny, didn't tell beforehand. Shlokish says, eh, not so simple. Number six, the Bein Nisiyo, Ukmi Dainit Lahavi Gomir. Remember, the Nasi still had power. They appointed the Dayanim, they appointed the Rabbanim.
The court was by them still.
The court was by them, right? They appointed everything. So one of the Dayanim they appointed Dayan, the Loi Habagamir. They did not know how to learn. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo appointed Dayan, they did not learn. Amalei Yehuda Barachmeni, Meturgemei the Rish Lakish. So they told Yehuda Barachmeni, the Meturgemen, the translator of Rish Lakish, Kum Alei Ba'amoyro. Meaning stand up and translate this Dayan. Come. He got up, gochin aleh, like he bent down, v'loyom aleh v'lomidi. He kept quiet. Pasuk Vav, he said, have oimel le'eitz hakitza, tell a wood, piece of wood, to wake up. Uri le'evim doimim, tell a rock to wake up. Hu yareheina, hinu tofu zav v'chesef, v'chol ruachim v'kivu. He's full of gold and silver, and there's no spirit in him. He quoted the pasuk in Chavakuk. V'asuk, not only that, v'asuk ez bochul li'pora mima'amidim. That God is going to punish those that set him up to it. Look at this, he's luckish. He's always here. He's luckish with the Nasi. He's luckish saying, well, this is ridiculous. Look who set him up there. Boom, he lambasts the entire house of the Nasius. Shneem like says, Vashem Bechel Kutchai, has me upon the Kalos, everybody will be quiet. So when Shlokish goes further than Shlokish says, oh no, who said this? This was the Meturgeman. This was the translator of Shlokish. So Shlokish gets up and says, Kolamami dying al Tzibashen Hogan. If you point a dayan on a tibur that's not befitting, it's like you plant an asherah tree, a avodah zarah tree. Shneem like it says, you should point dayanim. And next pasuk it says, so again, this is a clear going against what the nasi did. You point a dayan, and you basically say, this dayan is no good, and the nasi that points him, he's going to get punished, so to speak. Now with that, we look at number 7, the next thing, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo. Number 7, Igmar in Bavasra, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, Roma the Shura the Rabbanon. Unheard of! Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, he puts a tax on the Rabbanon. He makes the Chachamim pay property tax. Right, Nassau County, clergy doesn't pay property tax. That's an age-old law, and that's where it should be. Wonderful. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, right, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo was in charge of Dayanim. He's in charge of collecting the taxes, right? Because that was the relationship with the Romans. Whoever was in charge, it went through the Nasi.
So in Eretzol also?
In Eretzol also, I suppose.
What will we know?
And why not in Eretzol?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Same thing. Or maybe it needed for their own things, whatever it needed for. But Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyo, Roma the Shura the Rabbanon. He put a tax on the Chachamim. Amr Shlokish, Rabbi Shlokish says, again, Rabbi Shlokish, Rabbanon, let's hear the Tehusa. What's going on? The rabbis don't need protection. The Torah protects them. They don't need a tax. This is like it says, Asapre Mechoil Yibun. I'll count them, and they're more than sand. So you must say, Asapre Mechoil, who are you going to count? Ilem le tzadikim, the nefishi michalo. If you tell me that the tzadikim are more numerous than sand, doesn't make sense. Hashtukul Yisrael tzibu kachol ashal tzvasyom. The Jewish people are like compared to sand. Tzadikim asapre mechoil yibun. Clearly the tzadikim alone are not greater than numerous than sand, because the whole Klal Yisrael is sand. So you can't say Tzadikim alone is greater than sand. So what does it mean? I'll count them and they're greater than sand. Elochi Kama, this is what it means. Asapram lemaseim shal Tzadikim. I'll count the good deeds of the Tzadikim mechol yirbun. And they're greater than sand. What does it mean? Bekavachoymen. Humachol shemuot megin alayom. Sand, even though it's small particles, it protects from the ocean. It protects the ocean from overrunning the shore. Maseim shel tzadikim shem rubim. The actions of tzadikim that are great, like kol shekein shemaginim aleim. In other words, they put a tax on the Talmid Chachamim. Who does this? The Nasi. Who? Which Nasi? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda and the Nisiyo. Which one is that? The second one. The youngster. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonon. He becomes a Nasi. Yishlokish says, this is ridiculous. What are you putting up a tax against Chachamim? The Chachamim don't need tax. They protect themselves. We're protecting them. We don't need a tax to pay for our guards or roll walls in the city, whatever it is. We don't need that. So, Rabbi Yochanan, when he went up to Rabbi Yochanan, he told him, "My time is Tamei Lemahal. Why don't you learn from a different pasuk?" And he chaimer v'shadek migdolos, and he chaimer zutera v'shadek migdolos. He'll tachamim. So now that I can learn from a different pasuk, Shlomo says, "No, I don't learn from a different pasuk. Whatever it is, but clearly, again, the nasi does things, and rather than automatically accepting the nasi, or not automatically accepting, but understanding this is a nasi, there is dissension. There's dissension, clear cut." And it's almost like the not makabel, the authority of the Nasi upon himself. Clear. We never saw this anywhere, right? Even the mayor who didn't like the Nasi, he kept quiet. They told him, he had to get quiet and finish. He didn't have a choice, right? Time of the Gamriel, powerhouse, right? He put him in the Kherim, and Rabbi Shua would throw anything. But even time of Shim Gamriel, the mayor, you know, consented. He was a Nasi, he had no choice. Rabbeinu Kaddish was sure. Everybody, Rav and Shmuel. Rav argued, Rav was the biggest gadol, but he was a Nazi. He consented. He didn't have a choice. He ate the oil. But here, Rabbi Yehuda Nisya, one after another, there's dissension. They do not makabel the authority of Rabbi Yehuda Nisya.
They just don't respect them, or I don't know why.
Why not? He was younger, much further removed from Rabbi. He wasn't as great. And the power of the Nisya obviously went down. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. So they didn't go for it anymore, it looks like.
Why is he any different than his great-grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel, who they did kick out?
Because Rabbi Gamliel, but first of all, they're only the people. We saw clearly.
The people.
No,
people
Rabbi
Shua. Kick him out.
Yeah.
He had a big fight with Rabbi Shua.
Correct. Rabbi Shua said, "You're right, I'm not going to go." And the people said, "We can't do this. We can't let this go on." And therefore, they told Rabbi Gamliel to leave. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Fine," and he went back to Beis Medrash. Right? That's correct. But the people said, you know, this is not right, and et cetera, and the seers, and Bezim. But clearly, he had his way. There was authority. They were, I'm saying, scared of him. He said something and people listened. They have a choice. Here, one after another, he's doing things. And the Shlokish, funny, only the Shlokish every time.
Yeah.
The Shlokish always says, that, you know, why are we doing this? It gets worse. Listen to this one. Number 8. Yoisi Maino, Yoisi from Maino, Tirgen Beknishta de Maino. So he darshened in the shul in Maino. What did he darshen? Shimu Zaysa Kahanim, Vakshibu Vesisol, Vesamel Chazinu. In Pasuk in Hosea, everybody listen to what I'm telling you. Omar, what do you say? Osre Kajbochu Litel Sakahanim, Kajbochu is going to take the Kahanim, Ulamidon Bedin. And he's going to punish them and tell them, Loma lo yigatim a Torah. Why didn't you study Torah? Lo yisim nene ma'alba vesim matnas kuna. Didn't you get all this panasa taken care of? You got all this food. People gave the Klausel, gave you the 24 gifts of the Kohen. Why did you study the Torah? V'inun amrin, and they will say, to their benefit, lo yahavelon l'klum. Nobody gave us anything. So they're kind of saying, what do you mean? We were poor as anything. Nobody gave us anything. Nobody gave us the matnas kuna. So he goes back to the next pasuk. V'kshiva beis Yisrael, Jewish people, lama lo yisem noisim l'kahanim, esim ba'ab matnas kuna, shekhzat lam b'toyo. So now the Navi turns his attention to the Jewish people. Why didn't you give these Kahanim the 24 gifts that you have to give them? V'inan Amrin, and they will say, Al Eilon de Beinasiya the Havinaz bin Kula. Because the Nasi and his cohorts took everything away from us. Right? That's, by the way, the Pasuk. Shimuzaysa Kahanim, Hakshiva Beis Yisrael, Ubeis HaMelech HaZinu. In other words, go to Kahanim, why didn't you learn Torah? You're supposed to get the 24 gifts. No, the people never gave us. They go to the people, why don't you give it to them? We couldn't. The Nasi took everything away from us. So Beis HaMelech HaZinu, then the Navi will turn to the Melech, to the King, to the Nasi. Ki lochem ha-mishpot. Shalachem hoya, v'zei mishpot ha-kohanim, v'pigol lochem v'alechem midas in nefeches. You're getting it punished because you're robbing the people blind. So this was Rabbi Yossi Moina, that was his speech, his drasha that he gave the Pasuk Hosea. Was quite a politically explosive speech, right? In the middle, so the Medrash says, in Gracious Rabbi, Shoma Rebbe, so Rebbe heard this, who is this? Rebbe Yehuda Nisya, we'll soon see why. Rebbe Yehuda Nisya heard this, because he got very angry. So Bepasi Ramsho, so that evening, Salik Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish went up, Shol Shlomei the Rebbe, Upaisa Alu, the Yosi Moino. So it's obviously a Yehuda Nisya who lives in time of Yehuda Shlokish. So Shlokish goes up and he's Mephias. You know, he apologizes on behalf of Yosi Moino. Amaloi, so he tells him, hey, he's just, you know, he wasn't serious. Amalei Rebbe, you know, Tzrich Manu Lachzik Toi Belumas Oilam. The Goyim also have Machnisim Mumsin Lebati Tratiyos Lebati Akoy Shalem Umusakim Adhem Kedei Shalem Zichin Eile Mele Beveli Ketanot Betela. Meaning, the Goyim have their jesters and their jokers and they put up shows. So like these people, you know, won't fight with each other. It passes their time. So we also have our people, you know what I mean? So what do you want? Yosi Maino, what do you want? Is any worse? I'm a Mila de Reisevik, Parazalei. He's a different terrorist. He's a shot in the Pasuk. So you have to get angry at him? So Rabbi Yehuda Nisio turns and says, does he know any terror? Is he just, you know, he's just saying it? Or he actually knows terror? Amalei Hin, he says yes. Amalei, but Ufin Kabil, is he ready to learn? He said, in, yes. He said, Vishayil Malay, if I ask him a question, the guy will be able to answer? Amalei, he said, yes. Im Kain, he said, it's the case. Yask Lacha. Okay, I accept what you're saying. He's a scholar, he's a Tam Chacham, he means no harm. Bring him to me. Salik L'Gabay, so he goes to him. Amalei, he turns to him and he asks him, in other words, this Yosi Manah, the gave the politically charged speech, comes to Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, and he asks him, what does it say to Pasuk? That whoever rules over you, like the mother is the daughter. Amalei, so he tells him, you know what it means? Kebas kein ima. The mother is like the daughter is like the mother. Kedoyel kein nasi. The generation is like the nasi. Kemizbeach kein kahanov. The mizbeach is like the kahanim that run it. Hocha amri, or here we say, lefum gansa gina gnana. The garden is dependent on the gardener. You want to know basically what he's telling him is, you want to know why the generation is a mess? It's because there's no one tending the garden. So here he takes him for an appeasement, and Yosi Maino, again, no respect for this Nasi. No, it doesn't accept authority. He calls him in. He says, okay, let me hear you. I hear you know how to learn. I thought, you know, if it's lucky you spoke on your behalf, that you didn't mean bad, you were actually saying Divrei Torah, and you actually know how to learn. So tell me Pshat in this Pasuk. And he tells him what the Pasuk means is that the reason why everything is a mess is because the one who's tending the garden is messed up himself. That's what he tells the Nasi in his face. So Rish Lakish tells him, I'm Rish Lakish, at kadoin lechasilat min mefaisa al hado. You know, you didn't give me a chance even to appease him, and what you did till now. And you're bringing me new things? I mean, why are you doing this? You're just messing things up. But what am I pulling out of the story is that where is the
respect,
the fear of the Nasi. The Nasi being the one in control, the one doesn't exist. Clearly, it doesn't exist. Now that, but Igmar Yushami says, V'Rish Lakish Amar, there was a whole discussion between Rebbe and Shlakish, so Shlakish says, Nasi Shechata Malkin Oisai Beveiz Din Shoshleisha. If a Nasi sins, then Bezin can punish him. Give him Makis. So Shoma Rebbe Yehuda Nisio, again, Rabbi Yehuda Nisio heard this, that Rish Lakish, again, gave a politically charged psak halacha, that a Nasi that messes up, boom, he's like everybody else, you can punish him. Because, so you get angry. Sholach Gnatun Lemitvus L'Rish Lakish. So he sent his cohorts, his soldiers, to grab Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish, Talpan, runs away. Orak L'Dom Mugdalo. He runs into a tower. V'is Demorin L'Hadik Kvachitayim. Some say that he went to a city called Kvachitim. L'Mocha, the second line, the next day, Solik Rabbi Yechon L'Beis Vado. So Rabbi Yechon comes to the Beis Medrash to learn. And sure enough, the Solik Rabbi Yehuda Nisio L'Beis Vado as well. Rabbi Yehuda Nisio also goes to learn. Does someone want to say, you see from over here clearly, even though Yehuda Nisio, he learned the Mishmedrash, was learning the Mishmedrash again as a Bechlam, he wasn't, you know, like the Reish Kalusa, he was a Gadol, but he went to Mishmedrash to learn like everybody else. So Amalei, it returns to the Bechlam, and he says, Lama les more Amalon mili deraisim. In other words, why aren't you saying any Divrei Torah? Why are you quiet? Now that nothing is being learned. It's quiet in the Beis Medrash. So what did Rabbi Yechonah do? Shari tofach b'chada yadei. So he started clapping with one hand. He made a clapping motion, but now with two hands, with one hand. So Amalei, u'b'chada tfachin, why are you clapping with one hand? El Amalei, loy v'loy ben lakish loy. That without Rish Lakish, I cannot clap. meaning I only have one hand to clap. Without the other person, without Rish Lakish, I cannot clap. Without Rish Lakish, there is no learning going on. Amalei, Elo Ani Mefatcha. Okay, so I'm going to go and, I guess Mefatcha means, I'll go and solve it. I'll go and sort the situation out. Amalei, where is he? Bahado Migdala. He's in that tower. Amalei tells him, Lemocha Anova At, Nefe Lekadmei. Let's go tomorrow together to bring him back. Let's go to the tower and bring him back. Sholach Rabbi Yechonon Gabriel Shlokish. So Rabbi Yechonon sent a message to Shlokish. Atila Chomila Dereise, the Nasi Nafi Lekadmoch. Prepare some Divar Torah, because the Nasi is coming towards you. Looks like Rabbi Yechonon always trying to show that he's still the Nasi. And he tells Shlokish, you know, the Nasi is coming towards you, and prepare something. Nafi Lekadmon, he comes towards him next day. Va'omar, and he says, Digmo Ditchum, Demaye Liberai Yaischum. You're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Rachmon Mifug Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Loi Shalach Loi Shleach Olei Malach, he doesn't send a messenger, Elohu Ba'atzmo Yidichsiv Amad Mitzrayim, Hu B'chol Dagni Day. So too, you yourself, the Nasi, is coming in order to take me out. Amalei, so he turns to him and he says, Umach Chomis Mei Maho Milse. Why do you say this? Why did you rip me apart publicly? You say Nasi that sinned gets punished. You're referring to me. Why you did this to me? So, right? In the olden days, the Nasi would say such a thing. You would sit there, right? Remember when Rav Gamliel was telling Rabbi Yeshua, what did you paskin yesterday? He said, no, I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. And then the opposite, he said, what do you mean? But you said like that. Stand on your feet. Right? Amar Rag Lecha. Couldn't say anything. Here he asks, the Nasi asks Rish Lakish, and he tells him, why did you give us such a psak like this? Why did you say such a thing? So Rish Lakish answers him, Amalan, Matan Savlin, what do you think? Madechayel Minchayim, because I'm scared of you, having Mane open the Dachmana, I'm going to prevent saying the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning, I'm not going to say terror because of you, because I'm scared of you? Clearly not. So we see even the way the Shlokish answers Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, the relationship is not the same.
Is this the only Amora that has such a virulent dialogue?
No, I think that just the level of Rabbi Yehuda Nisio is not the same like the previous Nisio. It's not 100%. It's not the same, and it's not the same. He was a Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. He was much younger. He was much younger. And the power of the Nisios clearly was not the same. Now, truth be told, give credit to Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, because it seems that Rabbi Yehuda Nisio, you know, that actually fell into place and followed Rabbi Yechonon Rish Lakish. In other words, from this point on, maybe before also, but basically, Rabbi Yechonon Rish Lakish, they said their things, and Rabbi Yehuda Nisio listened. And everything they said, he listened to them. For example, number 11, or number 10, for example. Treiz Rain having with Tiporin. There were two families who were in Tipori. Bublitu Faganya. So Avishalim Bishlam Dinasir Bacholyoim. So they would come in every day to the Nasi's court. Meaning they were very prominent families. So, Vahavin Bavaltaya Alan Kadmoy, number 10. The Bavaltaya, they would come in first. Vinafi Kadmoy. Because they were the VIPs. They were the Chashra. They came in first. They went out first. They were the important ones. Aslan Pagania, Vizachin Boeraiso. And the other family started learning Torah. And the younger generation were great scholars. So Aslan, Bo Mel Kadmoy. So they wanted to go in first. They wanted to, you know, push themselves ahead and come, be from the first comers to the Nasi. Maybe it was, you know, the inner group. They wanted to become part of the inner group of the Nasi. So what they do? Ishtalas Reb Shimon Lakish. They went to ask Rish Lakish, you know, do you think we have a right to come in first? So Shaul Reb Shimon Lakish Reb Yechonon. Shimon Lakish went to ask Reb Yechonon. Oh, Reb Yechonon drasha be drasha. Reb Yechonon gets up in Beis Medrash and says, the Rebbe Banya, afilo mamze tam kachum kain gadol amoretz, mamze tam kachum kain gadol amoretz. In other words, my tam yikach v'vnimim,
yechaz v'vnimim.
In other words, you're a greater tam kachum, you come in first. So who's setting the tone? Who comes, who is greater power by the Nasi, who comes in first, who has VIP access? Not the Nasi, not the base Nasi, but the Rebbe Yechonon Rish Lakish. And it seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda Nisio took his direction and took authority from Rabbi Yehuda Ish Lakish as opposed to the other way around. Not Rabbi Yehuda Ish Lakish took from the Nasi, but rather the Nasi took authority from Rabbi Yehuda Ish Lakish. Now, truth be told, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisio was quite an effective Nasi. Look at number 12, for example. Rabbi Yehuda Nisio shalach ebchir Rabbi Yehuda v'rabi ma'avor kayat edar yisol. Rabbi Yehuda Nisio sends Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, these are Tamidim Rabbi Yehudon, to go around to check all the cities in Israel. Metakne lohin soifrinu masnayin. To go and arrange that they should have teachers and writers, scribes and teachers. So they come to a place, they don't find a cipher, a scribe, they don't find anybody to teach Torah. Amaleis, so they tell them, we're him messengers from the Nasi, Isilon the Ture Kartan. What's the Ture Kartan mean? The Ture Kartan mean what we think it means. It means the Ture means the ones that guard the city. Bring me the ones that guard the city. Where's your royal guard? We're here from the house of the Nasi, and we'll make sure every city is taken care of. Right? We have a mandate. Bring me the Nature Karta, the ones that watch the city. So Iceland Santure Karta. So they brought them the royal guard. And we learned, so they said, in the name of the Nasi, Ilan Nature Karta, are these the ones that guard the city? Less Ilan Machime Karta. Right? Maybe that's where the Nature Karta comes from. These are not Nature Karta. These are not the ones that guard the city. These are the ones that destroy the city. Machime Karta. She said, Amalei, Umayun and Nature Karta. What are them, the ones that guard the city? Amalei, Safrayan Umasnayam. The Seifrim, the scholars, the scribes, and the teachers. Im Hashem lo yishu ha'il, shav shokachem. And I know where the word Nature Karta comes from. They're the ones who guard the city. These are not the Ture Karta. These are Machrive Karta. These are what?
It works.
It works. These are the real Ture Karta. But whose mandate is that from? Rabbi Yehuda Nisio. Because later, yes. Because the Shlokis and Rebecha, look at number 11. I'm the Shlokis from Rabbi Yehuda Nisio. The Shlokis said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisio because the new Nisio joined the Beis Medrash. He was part of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda Shlokis. We have to make sure the kids are going to learn Torah. He says, kids are even greater because they have no averus. Children's Torah is the most important thing. Rishlokis tells the Yehuda Nisio, I read it from my fathers, and even from your fathers. So Rishlokis and the Yehuda Nisio come together, learn the Beis Medrash. They're discussing the importance of having children in every city within the Torah. And Yehuda Nisio goes and he sends out his people and makes sure you find the real Nature Karta, the ones that are going to teach Torah to the masses in the cities. So it would seem to be, again, I don't know for a fact, but it seemed to be that the relationship is not of Yehuda Nisio, he's the one that anybody listens to, he's the authoritative voice. No. Rabbi Yehuda and Shlokish, they are the authority, they're the ones authority in Eretz Yisrael. And Yehuda Nisio, at least the second Yehuda Nisio, he's the one who's kafuf. He's the one who's subservient to Rabbi Yehuda and Shlokish.
Until they pass on,
and then he takes...
Then
he takes over, correct. But all the other Nisiyim, we never saw this. All the other Nisiyim in their lifetime, the entire lifetime, they were the Nasi. Even the ones that had their, you know, differences with the Abezdin, but it was always the Nasi. And it was always, the authority always rested by the Nasi. Whether it was Kiddush HaChadosh, or anything that he said, or any way he ran the academy.
That never changed. That didn't change.
Maybe it did change, but you see, even the
Kiddush HaChadosh, for instance, will
Abezdin
will go on for another 100 years.
Correct. That stayed. But clearly the authority was the Beis Medrash. I mean, the way they spoke to the Nasi was clearly not the same. So clearly, I think, the authority that's very different, the authority, again, what do we see, by the way, Alan? We see that the power of the Nasius is getting less and less.
That's clear. So can I ask Alan's question?
Yes.
May I ask your question? So socioeconomically and at the time, what changed? Because I think... It's clearly not just because of that, because Rabbi Gamliel is not as great as Rabbi Akiva,
correct,
or Rabbi Yeshua. his son was not as great as in their time, their Abayim, and their grandpa was not as great as their Abayim in their time either.
Correct.
But they didn't talk this way.
Correct.
So what changed? Something had to change with the people.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
I believe that.
Yeah, you're thinking that what? You're thinking that maybe
something
maybe
changed.
The times, people. I mean, we do know that these were very difficult times. There's a lot of poverty, difficult times.
Roman
the
Empire
whole Roman Empire was collapsing, was unraveling. Could be. Right? Start putting taxes on the Chachamim.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Unheard of.
So it was dissension.
But Mati, I don't know if that's so correct, because in the time of Beitar, Reb Gamliel, I mean, that was a pretty tough time, right? Yavne, after the Churban, pretty tough time. And Reb Gamliel was like this.
You know what? It could have been a personality. It could have been...
I don't know. It sounds that he was much younger. Again, Reb Yechon Rish Lakish. Reb Yechon Rish Lakish were much older.
They kicked out Reb Gamliel, but they still didn't talk that way to him.
No, Gamliel was still in charge. Very much in charge.
But they didn't talk that way.
And by the way, even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Gamliel from Yavne's son, when he had the whole thing with the mayor, the mayor told the line, didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice. Remember, he said, I'm going to fare you in Masechta Uktin, and that night they fared him, and they put Remei in his place, right? Remei, the great Remei, everybody knew Remei was greater, but he was a Nasi. It's not like Abayin HaKadosh, for sure.
Maybe something
to
you, I don't know.
It could have been even much worse, and they toned it down.
Clearly, there's a change on here. Clearly, there's a change, and clearly, the relationship is different. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, abusing the seer clearly was part of the Chachamim, and part of the Gedolim, 100%.
Rish Lakish is quoting.
And Rish Lakish is quoting, exactly. Right? But the relationship is not the same. It's not that he was the authoritative figure. Again, all the other Nesiim, even if they weren't maybe as great, Reb Gamliel wasn't as great as Reb Eliezer, right? Reb Gamliel was maybe not even as great as Reb Yeshua, who was the Abbezin. Reb Shimon Gamliel was not as great as Reb Meir, but he always had authority. And they were machnia themselves authority. Guess what? Rabbi Shmuel probably also greater than Rabbi Yehuda and the Nesiya the first, right? We know much about Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, he was a very important Bezdin. He ran the academy. Well, he was Matir the Shemin. But Rabbi Shmuel tittered. The Torah said like this: "Oh, Rabbi Samloy, I'm not listening to him. He was a Mekel. No, but it's coming from Rabbi Yehuda and the Nesiya. Oh, that's different. Rabbi Shmuel right away. Rav didn't listen to Rabbi Yehuda Samloy. The same halacha, but it came from Rabbi Yehuda and the Nesiya. No, that's different. That 100% I'm listening to." So why was it an automatic, listening and subservience to the Nasi, but two generations, the next generation, two Nasiim later, you don't have that automatic.
When did the tax come about? Who instituted it?
Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya the second.
Right. He instituted
it. In time of Rish Lakish, yeah.
And why? Because he was running out of money.
Could be. So clearly there's
money,
a difference.
Not a good time for that.
When you run out of money, you start to
if you want
to,
Alan, if you want to, from a historical perspective, where is the difference of the Nasi? Where did it start changing, unraveling the power of the Nasius?
Right,
it makes a resurgence, I think, by the time
we're
Hillel.
Right, but we're jumping now, right now, to the Bubble. This is it.
Correct. Until you get to it, correct.
Hillel made one takana that we use today.
Correct.
It's pretty good.
Look, I used one good one.